Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom and day two of our lifestyle article for the month of December 2016. Today we are going to be talking about our article, Clothing Maintenance, learning how to take care of our clothes and different tools that might come in handy to help us to protect the investment that we have in our clothes and our shoes. But before we get into our checklist for today, allow me to welcome back my friends, Pauline and Albert. How are you guys today?
Doing great.
Looking forward to finishing up day two of this article.
That's right. Okay, so yesterday we covered several different items that might come in handy when it comes to clothing repair. And we know that, Pauline, your favorite item of yesterday was the fabric shaver.
Yes, I haven't made it out yet to get one, but it's on my list of things to do this week.
Oh my gosh, after the show today, we're going to get one.
All right, great. What other items stood out to you guys from yesterday?
You know, the fabric shears, you know, it was like such a complicated version, a self-locking spring action. I was thinking about this for an entire day, so I'm guessing like, you know, a regular pair of scissors would do. I'm guessing this one is just, you know, springs open, and it's just more compact.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fabric shears are a little different than regular scissors. Because, I mean, regular scissors you use to cut paper. I think fabric shears are a bit sharper because what you need to cut through is a bit thicker.
It's more heavy duty.
Yes.
And hence, I guess, the springs inside will give a boost.
Yeah, it'll make it easier to, you know, open, close.
Nice.
That makes sense. A regular pair of scissors, you don't really need any help opening and closing them.
Right,
they're pretty lightweight. But if you get a heavier duty pair of shears, then yeah, you're gonna need a little help maybe getting them open and closed.
And it wouldn't jam either.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. And Pauline, yesterday you mentioned the importance of safety pins.
I love safety pins. I'm on board with that one.
Okay.
Not super glue.
well, I've used that too.
We'll be talking about that today.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's get into our article for today. We have some more items for you to peruse and to kind of keep track of, and maybe you can make a list and go shopping for some of these things. The great thing about these things is that none of the things that we're talking about costs a lot, right? They're all pretty cheap and they can help you to maintain your clothes and shoes so you can wear them for an even longer time, you know? And so you spend a little bit of money, you invest a little bit of money in these little tools that will help you to use your clothes and shoes for even longer and save you even more money in the long run.
Right, and I feel like part of like growing up and like living in the real world is assembling like a team or a little kit of things that you would need.
Right.
Like, you know, yesterday we mentioned how like if you buy a quality pack of needles, you're good for life. These are things that if you don't lose it or break it through excessive use, you can have it with you and it would just come in handy. And there's a duality to it too. I feel like a lot of these items are not one-time use or one-purpose use.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I think it's true. Because a lot of times, you know, especially in a house with young children, you know, we have, my daughters now are 5 and 2, you know, and so they're kind of in that phase where they're curious about a lot of things and they get, you know, kind of, they get destructive and they're not trying to break things, but they just don't get the concept that you shouldn't rip that book that we just spent a lot of money buying for you. Anyway, yeah.
And also, I feel like I once met this guy who was just traveling through, and he had this amazing backpack. It wasn't like an expensive backpack. It was just a regular JanSport. You know, this is like a JanSport that we use in the States. Mm-hmm. But what about it was like he would patch it. So he took it for like around the world with him for like 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
And as all this character, when he rips it, he would probably get fabric at that country or somewhere and get a little patch and patch it up. It has so much character.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, a lot of times, you know, you might fall and just kind of rip your pants. And, you know, I ride a scooter here in Asia and, you know, I've had a couple accidents and I've fallen, you know, and therefore ripping my pants. And they're really nice pants. I don't want to throw the whole pair of pants out just because I have a rip, you know, and so I want to be able to fix it. And so here are some ways that we can do that. you know, and then you can keep it, you can wear it for a long time, right? Or you lose a button on your shirt, you're not going to throw the whole shirt out just because of that button.
Right, and I would argue that pair of pants that you ripped, at the store, it was just like every other one, but now it's been on a journey with you.
Sure, yeah, and I, what I love, in the States, they have these iron-on patches,
oh, you know,
and so I just bought one of those when I was in the States, and I ironed it on to my knee, and now it's like a brand new pair of pants, and
awesome.
They have a lot of character, like nice. You were saying. All right, so we have a couple more tips here for your clothes. What are some other things that we can prepare for repairing our clothes? Let's take a look.
Lint roller. This is your personal butler and much more affordable. Sometimes you just need to dust off an item, and if you have pets, you should stock up on these guys. Spare buttons. Keep the buttons that come inside your garments. Take the buttons off of garments that can't be donated to thrift stores because of damage or stains.
All right, so we have two more items here for clothing repair. What are they, Pauline?
We have a lint roller and spare buttons. Lint roller, I was excited to see on the list. It was finally something that I could say I do have currently.
You actually know what it is.
I know what it is. And I'm prepared to use it.
So what is a lint roller?
Well, it's basically like a big roll of tape on a stick that you can roll over your clothes and it'll pick up dust or animal fur or hair or maybe even a little bit of the pilling on your clothes, although apparently there's a better tool for that.
Yes. Well, there are different types of lint rollers. There's the type that that Pauline was talking about, the roll of tape. You know, there are actually lint rollers that are, I think, felt or suede, and they actually do the same thing, right? So they actually pick off the lint off your clothes.
A lint roller is one of my favorite things because I feel like I may have a problem with cleanliness. And like, in case you're a lint roller or you're out of it or you don't have one, you can just get tape, like masking tape, and just double it up by rolling it, and you can like pick up things in a pinch.
Yeah. And as the article says, if you have pets, you should definitely stock up on these guys. That means you should keep a bunch of these at home, right? Because you're going to need them. All right. And spare buttons. What are spare buttons?
Well, they're buttons that aren't currently being used, so they're spares.
Yep.
And if you have a button that comes off your coat or shirt, then hopefully you have a bunch that you've saved and one of them will match and you can just sew it right back on.
Yeah, and usually when you buy nice pants or coats or a suit, they usually come with extra buttons and you should keep them somewhere and have them on hand in case a button falls off and you lose it.
I want to say not even not so nice or really economical clothing now comes with buttons, but they're almost interchangeable, right? If you have button from another pair of pants, they can also work for another one that falls off.
Yeah, and so that's why they suggest that if you have clothes that you don't wear anymore and because they're damaged or stained and you can't donate it, then take the buttons off and you can have extra buttons. And buttons always come in handy. All right, well, those were some items that we can use to take care of our clothes. Now, what about our shoes? Well, we have some items that we might want to put into our shoe repair and maintenance kit. Let's take a look.
Shoe repair and maintenance kit. Leather shoe cream. You'll need two types of polishes. A paste and a cream polish. The cream is for soft leather and paste for hard leather. Back of heel cushion. Shoe problems happen, and this is a good standby to always have. Use it wherever you feel chafing inside the shoe. Suede brush. This is a two-sided suede brush with a crevice tool to clean out nooks and crannies. Heel protector. Sidewalks like to eat your heels, so this can make life a little less frustrating. The invisible heel protectors are glossy, so you'll want to use them on patent styles, and probably not on your best heels. White athletic shoe cleaner or polish. This can be a quick way to refresh your white leather shoes that remain dingy after sponging them off. The only other thing you need to clean the edges of shoes is a little diluted dish soap and a brush.
All right. Well, shoe repair and maintenance. I feel like this is something that I am more aware of and I do have more tools for because I feel like my shoes do kind of go through a lot as I wear them throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So I do try to take care of them.
And here's a fun fact that I never knew until like way later in life. Women care and look at guys' shoes.
Yes, they do. You can tell a lot by looking at a person's shoes and their watch.
Whoa. Mm. And then, but they like put more emphasis on it. And I was like self-conscious. I was like, when I heard about this, I was like super self-conscious. They're like, no. You don't have to buy an expensive pair of shoes. You just have to take care of it. And mm-hmm. it shows that you have attention to detail and then you put that effort in it. You
that
can have
explains
sneakers.
A lot.
Yeah.
I've never noticed it in guest shoes Ooh. Except for my husband.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Just take care of it. It's okay if you wear a pair of tennis shoes.
Yeah. So that explains a lot about Albert, because I see his shoes are always very well taken care of. It's very true. All right. Well, let's get into it. So what are some things that we want to have in our shoe repair and maintenance kit? First, leather shoe cream. Now, there are two types of polishes. I never knew that.
I didn't know this either.
I thought there was all-purpose, just all-purpose.
I know. I didn't know that. Well, there's paste and then there's cream polish. What is the cream polish used for?
Well, it says the cream is for soft leather versus paste is for hard leather.
Right. So I'll have to admit, I had to look up what soft leather and hard leather was on the shoes. And I mean, basically, when you think of soft leather, it's what it sounds like soft leather, right? So for women, you know, if you've ever worn like a ballet flat, that leather is kind of malleable. It's really, really soft. For guys, if you think of like loafers,
right?
That leather is a lot softer, right? And then the hard leather, it's more like the, you know, if you think of like stilettos or like the hard, you know, the shoe is actually, it's hard.
Right, wow, more of the dress shoe.
Right, yeah.
This is really getting into, like, so much detail. I just usually just buy one leather shoe cleaner.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you should get two.
Oh, okay.
Two polishes. All right. Now, back of heel cushion. I'm sure we've all had this problem before, right? And I think this usually happens when we put on those, as we were talking about earlier, the hard leather shoes, right? Because the hard leather shoes, they're not as bendable. They're not as giving. So especially when they're new, right? Albert, you know, bought a pair of shoes recently and then they were too big for him. So he sold them to me and I wore them and I'm wearing them today, actually. They're really comfortable and I love them and they're really fashionable. But the first day I wore them, they hurt. My heels so bad. Because they were hard.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. That's just the way shoes work, you know? But if we had these back of heel cushions, right, they wouldn't hurt as bad.
I have a little insider tip, or from my experience, you can use Band-Aids as a temporary fix as the shoe breaks in, or really fine sandpaper. You can like just soften it up, smooth it a little bit, or if you don't have sandpaper, you can use a nail filer and just carefully just wear it a little bit, the hard points.
Good tip.
Another tip going along these lines, but slightly different, for women who have new sandals, if it's strappy, and sometimes those can kind of dig in. Mm-hmm. I've just recently discovered they make these little transparent, little sticky gel things that you can stick onto it, at least at first, then it'll stop that rubbing. So that's more for the front of the foot. But
okay.
That works too.
So good tips for all of you. You can use these wherever you feel chafing inside the shoe. Chafing is never comfortable. What is chafing?
Well, it's damage or irritation caused by rubbing or friction. So sometimes, you know, cyclists or runners, when they run like or go far distances, they get chafing in certain areas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get chafing in on your feet and that can be very uncomfortable as well. So the back of heel cushion can help.
Nice.
All right. And we have a suede brush. First, what is suede?
It is a type of soft leather, usually that is not smooth. It's kind of fuzzy a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This brush is made of suede?
Very good question.
Is it, Albert?
It is not. It's just a very fine bristle, so you can take care of it. You can, brush the shoe or leather or anything that's suede.
Mm-hmm. I had one of those. I was saying yesterday that I did have a pair of fancy dance shoes, and the bottoms of the shoes were actually suede, because it made your ability to dance and do spins and stuff easier, but you had to do a lot of work to keep the bottoms of those shoes clean and doing what they were supposed to do. So actually, I did have a suede brush.
All right, okay.
It worked quite well.
Yeah. So the two-sided suede brush with the crevice tool to clean out nooks and crannies. So the crevice is just little small narrow cracks or spaces between something, right? And the nooks and crannies, what are nooks and crannies?
Same kind of idea, little holes or corners or places where dirt and stuff can get impacted.
Right.
My pro tip is to avoid any suede items.
Really? Suede is nice.
Oh, it looks amazing. It's breathable. It's soft. It looks expensive, even more than it is. But it's so difficult to keep clean. It's not waterproof. Like, just looking at it, it would just, get damaged or just
yes.
It just wears easily.
It's true, yeah. Okay, now we have a heel protector. What is a heel protector?
I had never heard of this before. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's this, they call it invisible heel protector, so it's a transparent, glossy piece of plastic, I'm guessing, that you put around your heel to help keep it from getting scuffed while you're walking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for me, I know that that's the kind of part of my shoe that usually wears out the fastest is the heel.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this goes to help you to keep that heel going longer. And I often have to get my heels replaced or fixed because I do wear that down quickly. So I think it is really helpful to have this heel protector.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like this is one thing, I would never consider. But, a few years ago, a friend told me, hey, you can get your soles or your heels reseated.
Mm-hmm.
That blew my mind.
Yep.
I mean, the bottom of the shoes wear out faster, like Campbell said.
Right.
But they can last so much longer. And you don't have to have uncomfortable, you don't have to be uncomfortable when you're walking.
Right. And it's almost like getting a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this last thing in this section, I know Albert definitely uses, right? White athletic shoe cleaner or polish. Can you tell us about that, Albert?
Yeah. So you want to clean your athletic shoes. These are usually made of more synthetic material. They're durable. So you can use a harsher cleaner. Or if you want to save money, you can also use diluted dish soap. But yeah, you can buy these, or you can use dish soap or baking soda and water. It's more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
You just clean your shoe and they'll last longer.
Yeah, because you want, like Albert says, women do look at your shoes, and you don't want white shoes that are, as we say, dingy, and dingy just means dark and dirty. So, and white definitely gets dirty easily, so you want to be able to keep your white shoes clean and white and looking new and fresh. So the shoe cleaner or polish is helpful. All right, well, we have a few more items in the right-hand column here, so let's look at the rest of our article.
Shoe deodorizer. If you're into sports or notice an occasional shoe odor, this is an easy option to keep smells at bay. Outdoor heel protectors. These handy little props guard against heels making divots in soft soil and are designed for women wearing heels to outdoor events. Think summer weddings. You'll walk with more ease and avoid grass and dirt stains on your heels. Crazy glue. This is an emergency repair tool that should only be used as a last resort and not on anything you find precious. But if the sole of your cheap shoes is suddenly flapping open, you can quickly repair the damage with a few drops. Ball of foot pads. These can really help cushion a problem area in uncomfortable shoes. If you have severe pain, see a specialist for a full sole pad.
Okay, shoe deodorizer. This is definitely something that comes in handy. Right, Albert?
yes, and I would just strongly recommend you do not buy shoe deodorizers. They are made of like harsh chemicals and they smell. They add a different smell that you don't even want. You can use baking soda. You can just, after you wear a shoe, once a day, just take out the soles and let it air out and alternate shoes. You don't really need shoe deodorizers.
Yeah. I would say wear socks. You know, I think a lot of times when you don't wear socks, your shoes get really smelly.
You can also wash those soles as well.
Yes. So, some sort of way to get rid of the smell, right? Mm-hmm. And to keep the smells at bay. That's a good phrase.
Yeah, or you can use newspapers too to help soak up that moisture. Mm-hmm. That's what causes the odor, bacteria and moisture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so something to keep your shoes from smelling, right? Okay, and we need outdoor heel protectors. What are those?
Well, you may not need an outdoor heel protector. I think this is really specifically for women, unless you've gotten into the high heel.
No, okay. Not high.
But yeah, no, this is more for women who are wearing high heels and going outdoors. So specifically, they mention the example of outdoor weddings, other outdoor events where you're dressed formally, so women feel like they need to wear heels, but then they might be stepping on soil, not just on the sidewalk, and all of a sudden their heel is making these big divots in the ground and getting dirty. So this apparently is a device that helps with that problem.
Right. And divots, by divots we mean like small holes, right? Mm-hmm. So if you imagine a woman's high heels, you know, the heel is kind of pointy, and so it's kind of making these small holes as they walk. The heels are getting dirty. The chance of getting stuck is higher. So these outdoor heel protectors probably go to prevent that from happening. All right. Now, Albert, you've been mentioning super glue the past couple of days. Here we call it crazy glue. Same thing, right? What is it? Super glue or crazy glue?
Well, crazy glue is a brand or a type of glue that they sell super glue.
Right.
And super glue is just this acrylic, I forget the scientific name, but it's just a glue that sets really fast and it makes things usually waterproof and has a really strong bond.
Yes.
It goes by a lot of different names. They have tons of different types. They have ones that you use it once, like you break it open, it's like a tiny little amount.
Yes.
So it's really handy for me, in my opinion, to have on hand.
Yes.
I have a friend who's a nurse, and when there's like cuts or something, you can also super glue it. It sounds painful, but it's a really good way to prevent water from seeping in or infection.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Although I am surprised they didn't put a little warning on this one. Ooh. Because super glue, the second you get it on your hands, you know, you notice that really uncomfortable feeling because it immediately sticks to your any part of your body that you touch. So you want to be really careful that you don't, you know, squeeze the bottle too hard and have it everywhere. You don't want to be super glued to your shoes or anything else. So just be careful when you're
exactly. using that. So actually, I was kind of surprised by that tip that you gave, Albert, but actually that makes sense, you know, because, you know, super glue really does stick. And when you get it on your hands, it can be really hard to get off. But I can see how that could be useful for cuts.
Right. And so going back to what the article talks about, our coworker, Simon Stoffs, he actually, we had a bottle of super glue that we had to cut open because, you know, it glued itself shut and was like, we cut it open, we have to use it all. So we asked around the office, like, what do you need it for? And we cut it open, we used it. And so Simon Stoffs and Linda also used it to repair their shoes.
Interesting.
I've done it before.
Yeah. I've used crazy glue to repair things before. And definitely it's something you want to keep out of the reach of children.
Oh, definitely.
You don't want them. I've seen, this is bad, but I've seen some YouTube videos of people playing pranks with crazy glue, putting it in people's shampoo and stuff.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. But let's not talk about that. We're talking about shoe repair, right?
Yeah.
So, repairing your heels and your soles that kind of flap open, right? And so you want to be able to glue those shut and have a good, strong bond.
Although I am glad they mentioned, you know, this is really a better fix for your cheap shoes. If you have a really nice pair of shoes that you'd like to last for a while, that's the moment to take them actually to a shoe repair place where they can resole it for you or give you a new heel.
Yep.
The crazy glue is more for your cheaper.
That's right.
Oh, definitely. Once you like put super glue on a pair of shoes, and when you walk, it completely feels weird and different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is one good tip for you. And the last one we have for you is ball of foot pads. And this is kind of what you were talking a little bit about earlier, right, Pauline?
Well, I think, I'm not sure, because I think these are more for under your foot, cushioning between your foot and the shoe. If there's not enough cushion there, the ones I was talking about would be above, between the straps and the top of your heel.
Got it.
The top of your foot.
Yeah, so the ball of your foot is kind of the underside of your foot, right, near your toes. Ball of foot pads, and these can help to cushion a problem area in uncomfortable shoes, especially for, I think, with women in high heel shoes, right? Because you're basically walking on the balls of your feet.
Absolutely. You're putting a lot of pressure down there, and sometimes those heels can be very hard, so there's not any cushion for you within the shoe, so you got to find a way to give yourself some cushion.
And I know that for my wife, sometimes when the shoes are too big, these ball of foot pads help to give a little bit of support so that the shoes kind of fit better.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like over the years, I've learned to, and I feel like this tip really applies more to men, but like, if possible, guys, just pay a little bit more, or just, you know what, if it looks good, but it's so uncomfortable, don't wear it. It's just going to affect your mood. It's not worth it. Your knees, your joints, your hips, your back.
Right.
Buy comfortable shoes whenever possible.
Yes. That's right.
And then take good care of them.
That's right. You know, it's good to have it's important to have good shoes, you know, and, you know, I will admit, I do think that heels look really nice on women, but, you know, I also know that they're actually not the best for, you know, your body and your posture and things like that. So that's, you know, my wife doesn't like to wear heels, and I don't like to push her to wear heels because, you know, I do know that it's not necessarily the best for your back or your spine. So she wears a lot of flats, and I'm okay with that, you know. So to each his or her own.
Nice.
So we have different tips here, different items here that can help you to help your clothes and your shoes to last longer. All right. So we'd love to hear from you. And if there are some other items that you think we should have included, let us know. Let us know which one of these is your favorite or which one of these you would like to try. Write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. As always, check out our QR code. And you can also visit us and get more information on our mobile website, m.studioclassroom.com. All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed this article. Please come back next time for more interesting learning here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Take care, friends. We hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye.